Our scripture reading this morning is taken out of Mark 16, verses 15 through 18, and then in Mark 5, verses 1 through 20. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well." And then in Mark 5, verses 1 through 20. They went across the lake to a region of the Gerasenes, where Jesus got up out of the boat. A man with an evil spirit came from the tombs to meet him. This man lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been chained hand and foot. But he tore the chains apart and he broke the irons on his feet. No one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and in the hills he would cry out and cut himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from a distance, he ran and he fell on his knees in front of him. He shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? Swear to God that you won't torture me." For Jesus had said to him, "Come out of this man, you evil spirit." Then Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" "My name is Legion," he replied, "for we are many." And he begged Jesus again and again not to send them out of the area. A large herd of pigs was feeding on the nearby hill, and the demons begged Jesus, "Send us among the pigs, allow us to go into them." And he gave them permission. And the evil spirits came out and went into the pigs. The herd, about 2,000 in number, rushed down the steep bank into the lake and were drowned. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside. And the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell in Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and all the people were amazed. This morning I want us to embrace what the Word of God is saying. I want us to recognize the power that God has given to His believers. In the first scripture that we read, it said, "And these signs will follow." It doesn't say might follow. It says these signs will follow. And the church has gotten to the point where we have tended to treat all of these areas as something that we don't want to hear about, something we don't want to deal with, and something that we find another way to explain away. This morning I want us to recognize that God said, "I have come to give life and give it abundantly." And that does not mean that I'm going to allow demons to place me in bondage. And yet much of the church, because they ignore the fact that Satan is active and prowling around as a roaring lion seeking to devour whoever he can, and much of the church is allowing itself to be devoured because we don't take the authority that Jesus has given us. I was thankful to hear in Sabbath school this morning someone that said the Lord is preparing them to cast out demons. Hallelujah. This is what the church is all about. Now, I want us to get a new picture when we think of demons, though. When you start thinking of a demon, what do you think of? You start thinking of something that's ugly. You start thinking of this horrible-looking face, maybe with horns, maybe red and gory. That's not the right picture. What did Jesus tell us about Satan? He said, Satan will try to appear as an angel of light. So guys, I want you to recognize that we are dealing with people that look just as beautiful as we do. You can't look at someone without the Spirit telling you and know that there is a demon. I have been reading the books by Corrie Ten Boom recently. I first read her first book, and then the second one is The Tramp for the Lord, and I've been reading that one this week. And the Lord was opening doors for her to go and preach all over. And He would just tell her, you need to go to the United States, to such and such a place. And she'd get there and have to say, Lord, I'm here. Now tell me what to do next. I don't know what door to go to. I don't know who I should be calling. And the Lord would direct her step by step. And the Lord opened the door for her to go to Russia. And she went to Russia. And this is back in the 60s. She went to Russia with the message of Jesus Christ, when they still were not having a lot of freedom in Russia as far as religion. They still had Orthodox churches that you could go to. And she went to the Orthodox church, and this big church had invited her to come, and the pews were filled. And she preached. And she preached her heart out, how telling about how God could see you through anything, that He had seen her through the terrors of the concentration camps, and that He had brought her through, and that her sister had taught her many truths during that time of how to have a positive attitude. For example, they were in this one dorm, and the guards would not go in that dorm, and they couldn't figure out why. And as they were praying, they realized that it was because that dorm was infested with fleas, and the guards didn't want to come in and get bitten by the fleas. And there was such an infestation that they were totally left alone, and they could have a Bible study, which they had smuggled in, a Bible. And they could have a Bible study, and they could share their faith. And Betsy said, see, I told you we needed to thank God for the fleas. I hope I don't have to learn that lesson the hard way. But as she went in Russia and she's preaching to this large cathedral full of people, night after night she preached and she said, Jesus wants to change your life. And she could see that there was absolutely no light dawning upon the people. No one ever came forward. And she said, it's as if something is preventing them. And she had a companion with her. And as they talked, they came up with, do you believe that there's a demon stopping them from hearing the word? And so she went to her Bible, and she found the scripture that said, these signs will accompany those who believe. And so that night, as she got there, and she's preaching her heart out, and she believes that she's given the message that she's supposed to do, she says, we have to stop, because she saw no one was getting it. We have to stop, she says. And she began to pray, and she prayed in the name of Jesus. You say that we can cast out any demon, so in Jesus' name, we cast out any demon that is here to go and be put where Jesus wants you to go. You may not stay here in Jesus' name. And all the religious leaders are looking at her like, I can't believe you just did that. We're not allowed to do this. And so afterwards, she spent hours ministering, and all the preachers had gotten together to discuss what had happened and what they should do. And finally she finished her ministering, and she went into where all the preachers were gathered, and they looked at her and says, we're not allowed to do that. And she said, God said to. And do you know what? Not another preacher said another word. God said to. They still recognized that God is Lord, and we need to surrender. This morning, what I'm telling you is that we need to recognize that the church is the same today. We live in a world that is full of demons. And I'm not talking necessarily demon-possessed, because as I've continued to study, we find that it translates it out, demon-possessed. But really, the Greek should say demonized. It means that the demons are actively involved. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the person still has no will. Although the more you surrender and surrender to a demon, your will becomes weaker and weaker. So this morning, I want us to recognize that we have been called to speak His word into this world. And we do not need to be afraid, because He has said, I have won the victory. And so when you're speaking to someone and you see that there's absolutely no light there, you can realize that they cannot hear because they do not have spiritual ears. They need for them to be set free so that they can have spiritual ears. And that we can claim the authority that God has given us, because He said, these signs will follow. Now, what I want us to say is sometimes we seem to get into situations and we're not sure what to do with them. And it will take additional study. It will take additional preparation to know how to deal with things. This has been an area I have been reading now for several years, an area that I have felt like the Lord has called me to begin looking at, and realizing that we need to be setting His people free. I've shared with you before that I've read many books on this subject, but I always go back to the Word of God to see if it is lining up with what His Word says. We need to recognize that the Holy Spirit is the one who empowers us. We need to not walk in our own strength, because I have no strength. I cannot cast out any demon. But my Lord has empowered us and given us the authority. And in His name, it says, in His name, we will cast out demons. That's what we need to learn to walk in. Now, one of the things that I have found is that there are many ways of dealing with demons. And I'm not going to stand up here and say that any one way is wrong. Because as I read the scripture and I see how Jesus cast out demons, this time He actually interacted with the demon and said, "What is your name?" Other times He simply spoke and that demon left. We need to recognize that we have to learn to rely on the Holy Spirit to guide us. So, when you get in a new situation and all of a sudden you realize that you're working with a demon situation, you have to say, "Holy Spirit, You direct." Just as Corrie Ten Boom did as she got to each new place. "You direct, because I don't know. You told me to come here. I'm here, so what do I do next?" And that's what we need to be about. You see, we have to understand the authority. And we have to learn to walk in that authority. And this is one of the beautiful things, is that we don't have to have a formula. I don't have to first say this prayer, then cast out this demon, then say this prayer and cast out that demon. That's not what it's about. What it is about is seeking the Holy Spirit to show you where the problems are. Recently, as I've studied a book that's called 2 Hours to Freedom, and he goes back and shows about the different problems that we have, and he uses scripture to show us things. And I recognize that 2 Hours to Freedom was going through, and instead of doing a head-on-head attack with the demons, it is going through and healing where every hole where the demon had gained access to that life. And as you healed every hole and you brought Jesus to every situation in that life that had caused hurt, and caused inferiority, and caused all these different things, and you healed those, the demon did not have the strength to stay there any long, longer. He didn't have the right to stay there because all of the things that you see, that's what demons do. They attach to our garbage. They attach to our hurt feelings. They attach to our inferiority complexes. They attach to all of these things that God has not wanted His people to have. And that gives them the right to be there. And so when we go in and we start to try and deal head on head, sometimes we find that we're in the same situation, Jesus. What is your name? Because we have to address that demon. But in this 2 hours to freedom, you go through and you heal and you cut off every single root, step by step through their life, cutting off every root. And then at the end, you can say, in the name of Jesus, any demon that is left, you must leave. What a wonderful thing to see people set free. And it has been my privilege to minister this way recently and with my brother, Pastor Glenn. We have gotten together and ministered to several who have been so bound up. And they recognize I'm fighting depression. And we go through and we find where these roots are. And the people are set free. You see, all of these things that we have given an English name to, depression, inferiority, they can be spiritual problems. I remember the very first time that I became aware of someone who was demonized. And guys, I hate to tell you this, but it took me probably 6 or 7 months before the Lord said, okay, you're now ready to see. And He said, you're dealing with a spiritual problem. We had a young lady in our church. She was attending. And she had been to doctor after doctor after doctor. And none of them could find anything wrong. But her hand and her arm was crippled up. Her legs were crippled up. And when she came to church, it got worse. And I just was oblivious. And I kept preaching the Word of God. And finally, one day I was reading out of the Word, and I saw where it said there was the Spirit that placed upon people sickness and so forth. And all of a sudden, it was like God put a light there. And all of a sudden, I said, aha, this is a spiritual problem. The doctors can't find anything wrong. It's a spiritual problem. Now, I have to tell you, I hadn't read 2 Hours to Freedom, and so I did not spend just 2 hours with this individual. But we did this head-on-head, trying to confront and to, in the name of Jesus, you cannot lie to us, demons, and on and on and on. And hallelujah, this person was set free. And I wasn't the one that was doing the bulk of the ministering. I was kind of sitting there learning. And that person was set free. So this morning, what I want to say to us, and the Lord just, I felt like He told me this was what I had to share this week, because I've been doing this series on the Sabbath, wasn't intending to stop yet. But this week, I just had that conviction. I had to preach this message. So I don't know why this message was for this week, but I want us to recognize our God is the same God. Jesus showed us we have the authority. He said, I have the authority, all authority is mine, and I give you that authority. I pass it on to you, my church. So let us not walk in fear, but let us walk in power and in victory. Let us know that God has a calling for His church to set the people free, whatever bondage people are having. He wants to set them free in His name with His power and authority. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank You so much that the victory is Yours. We thank You that Your Son has already paid the price. We thank You, Lord, that we can live in victory. And so, Father, help us to learn to cast out all of the demons, all of the things that come against Your people. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.